Okay, so welcome back to the deep dive. We're digging into something today that, well, if you've ever tried to sell a really unique, maybe high-value property, you probably know the frustration.
Oh, definitely. It's kind of a paradox, right? You hear that, like, more information about homes for sale was created last year than ever before in history.
Exactly. Billions of photos, virtual tours, data points everywhere. You'd think finding a buyer for, say, a luxury estate or a big equestrian ranch would be, well, almost automatic.
You would absolutely think so. But here's the kicker, and our source material really highlights this. Even with all that info blasted across the MLS, you know, the main agent database.
Uh-huh. And the big sites like Zillow, Realtor.com.
Yeah, all of them. Plus print, social media. Despite all that, you still often can't make a buyer show up and actually buy the place within the time frame the seller wants.
Which leads to this massive uncertainty.
Yeah.
That amazing property could just sit there for 90 days.
Sure.
A year, maybe.
Or even longer. We're talking 3 years in some cases mentioned. It's kind of staggering.
And that really gets to the core problem, doesn't it? For the sellers, and obviously for their agents too, that's just a huge drain. Loads of time, loads of money spent.
And zero sale, zero commission to show for it at the end. It's like pouring water into a sieve.
Right. So for this deep dive, we're really getting into a document we found called the pitch pain process. And it focuses specifically on this problem, particularly for what it terms premier properties.
Premier properties. So we're talking about the really high-end stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Luxury homes, obviously, but also those sprawling recreational places, horse farms, hunting properties, that kind of thing. Or even specialty commercial stuff like golf courses, ski resorts.
Racetracks, marinas, the really unique one-off kind of assets.
Precisely. And this document, its whole mission really, is to lay out an alternative way of doing things. A methodology that actually can provide a solution, you know, ensure these places sell when the seller needs them to.
And it makes a really simple but powerful point. If what you're currently doing just isn't getting results,
you got to do something different.
Exactly. You have to switch it up.
Which makes total sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
If your property isn't standing out, if it's just lost in all the market noise.
How are you going to grab anyone's attention, let alone actually motivate them to make a move, give them a clear reason to act now?
It's tough. We've all seen those listings just linger. And yeah, existing contacts, your network, that helps. But this document argues pretty strongly that reaching buyers you don't already know.
The unknown buyers.
That often need something completely outside the usual real estate playbook. Imagine you poured everything into that amazing horse property. And it's just sitting month after month. What do you do?
It's a really critical question. And the document sort of implies that the strength of your marketing, how far it reaches, directly impacts how many real potential buyers will even come look, let alone try to buy it.
So again, if the current plan isn't working, why keep banging your head against the same wall? It's like that, you know, carton of milk forgotten way in the back of the fridge.
Huh. Yeah, just sitting there, costing you space, going sour, not doing anyone any good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, if that's the problem, what's the big solution this document proposes?
Well, it points squarely at the auction method.
Auctions. Interesting. Not always the first thing people think of for, say, a luxury home.
Right. But it's framed here as this different yet proven method, a way to really expose the property, get buyers genuinely engaged, and crucially, move them to actually do something.
Okay, so unpack that a bit. How does it work? What's the psychology behind it that makes it different?
Well, a big piece of it, especially with something called an absolute auction, is that it strategically takes price out of the initial equation.
Removes price. How does that work?
Instead of putting a big number out there that might scare people off or lead to endless haggling, you focus attention on the property itself and the event of the auction. It aims to motivate buyers on a different level.
Ah, okay. So it separates this property from all the others just listed for sale with a price tag.
Exactly. It creates real urgency. There's a specific date when it will be sold. It focuses the market's attention right on your property, making buyers feel they need to compete for it.
So the goal is less about haggling over a number up front and more about getting buyers emotionally invested.
Precisely. Get them to make an emotional decision to buy, because that initial hurdle of the price isn't the first thing they hit, especially with an absolute auction where it sells regardless of price on the day.
That idea of removing price to drive an emotional decision, that's quite a shift. Certainty of a sale on a specific day.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, playing devil's advocate, isn't that risky for the seller? An absolute auction means it sells, period. What if the price is lower than hoped?
That's definitely the concern sellers have, and it's valid. The document stresses that the whole thing hinges on a really aggressive, really targeted marketing push beforehand.
Right, to get enough qualified bidders there.
Exactly. It's the competition between those bidders that drives the price up, not some predetermined number. And the financial structure is different, too.
How so? How does the money work?
Typically, the seller funds that marketing campaign and the auction cost upfront, usually around, say, 1.25% of what they might have listed it for traditionally.
Okay, so an upfront investment from the seller.
Yes, but, and this is key, they pay zero seller-side commission on the sale price.
No seller commission.
Okay.
That's a big difference from the usual 5 or 6%. So how does the auction company make its money? And what about buyer agents?
That comes from something called the buyer's premium. It's an additional percentage, usually somewhere between 12% and 15%, that the winning bidder pays on top of their winning bid.
Ah, I see. So the cost is effectively shifted to the buyer.
Correct. That premium covers the auction company's fee. The document mentions J.P. King specifically, highlighting their, history and track record, and it also covers compensation for any agent who brought the winning buyer.
And the sale terms themselves are usually quite different too, right?
Very different. Generally, it's structured as a cash deal, no contingencies.
Meaning no waiting for the buyer to get financing approved? No subject to inspection clauses?
Exactly. It's clean. Typically, a 10% down payment is required immediately, and the closing happens fast, usually within 30 days. The whole process, soup to nuts, marketing through auction day, is often designed for a tight, 60-day window.
Wow. So if you're a seller, this route really means you're prioritizing speed and certainty over maybe squeezing out every last potential dollar.
That's the absolute crux of it, according to this source. The clients who are happiest with this method, they value time more than price.
They have a strong reason why they need or want to sell relatively quickly. Accomplishing that time goal is paramount.
Precisely. Maybe it's a partnership dissolving, an estate settlement, a move, whatever. They have a deadline, a real motivation, and they're willing to accept the market price on a specific day to achieve that certainty.
Which brings us back to that Einstein quote, doesn't it? The definition of insanity.
Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results.
Yeah. So if you're in that situation, your property just isn't moving with the traditional approach. The document really pushes you to think about the true cost of an action.
Right. It's not just the potential lost sale value. It's all the money bleeding out while you wait, the carrying costs.
Utilities, maintenance, insurance, property taxes, maybe HOA fees,
Yeah.
security. It all adds up month after month after month.
It really can be substantial.
Absolutely. So here's the thought to leave you with. Does it maybe make more sense in some situations to sell your property definitively in 60 days, cash, no strings attached, close in 30?
Instead of waiting, potentially, who knows how long? 6 months, a year, longer, facing all those ongoing costs and uncertainty.
What are the real financial consequences, and maybe even the personal consequences, of not getting it sold now versus using a method designed for speed and certainty? Something to really mull over if you find yourself in that spot.